Keys to Warfare. In war, where the stakes are so high, there is no moral taint in using deception. It is simply an added weapon to create an advantage, much as some animals use camouflage and other tricks to help them survive. To refuse this weapon is a form of unilateral disarmament, giving the other side a clearer view of the field, an advantage that can translate into victory. And there is no morality or goodness in losing a war. We face a similar dynamic in our daily battles in life. If other people can read what we are up to, predict what we are going to do, while we have no clue about them, they have a constant advantage over us that they cannot help but exploit. That is why, in the social realm, we learn from an early age to use deception. We tell others what they want to hear, concealing our real thoughts, hedging with the truth, misleading to make a better impression. Many of these deceptions are entirely unconscious. Since deception is inevitable, what you want is to elevate your game, to make your deceptions more conscious and skillful. You need the power to cloak your maneuvers, to keep people off balance by controlling the perceptions they have of you and the signs you give out. In this sense, there is a lot you can learn from the military arts of deception, which are based on timeless laws of psychology and are infinitely applicable to the battles of daily life. To master this art, you must embrace its necessity and find creative pleasure in manipulating appearances, as if you were directing a film. The following are the 6 main forms of military deception, each with its own advantage. The false front. This is the oldest form of military deception. It originally involved making the enemy believe that one was weaker than, in fact, was the case. A leader would feign a retreat, say, baiting a trap for the enemy to rush into, luring it into an ambush. Controlling the front you present to the world is the most critical deceptive skill. People respond most directly to what they see, to what is most visible to their eyes. If you seem clever, if you seem deceptive, their guard will be up and it will be impossible to mislead them. Instead, you need to present a front that does the opposite, disarms suspicions. The best front here is weakness, which will make the other side feel superior to you, so that they either ignore you, and being ignored is very valuable at times, or are baited into an aggressive action at the wrong moment. Once it is too late, once they are committed, they can find out the hard way that you are not so weak after all. The decoy attack. To keep people from defending the point you want to attack, you must follow the military model and make real gestures toward a goal that does not interest you. You must seem to be investing time and energy to attack that point, as opposed to simply trying to signal the intention with words. Actions carry such weight and seem so real that people will naturally assume that is your real goal. Their attention is distracted from your actual objective. Their defenses are dispersed and weakened.